This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks, and it's time to hear some of your feedback on our recent programs. Yesterday's conversation about the Gardner Museum's new modern expansion had a lot of listeners saying that they wanted to go visit the museum again soon, including Joe Sullivan, who wrote,
I greatly appreciate what I've read about the Gardner updates and restoration. My first and only visit to the Gardner was on a late spring, rainy day. As we sat for lunch in the old cafe, the rain was blowing, the cafe had a sheet of plastic by the side that was exposed, quite unpleasant. I eagerly look forward to a visit to the renewed Gardner.
And our coverage of Boston Mayor Tom Menino's new plan for vocational education as a new way to improve academic results and job training for many Boston high school students generated a lot of reaction.
Some listeners called in to share the positive experiences that they've had with vocational education, and those rave reviews carried over to our website. But listener Vincent D'Onofrio isn't buying into the merits of vocational learning. He wrote to ask,
if embracing the idea of vocational education is the best route to better academic results and job training, why are all the comprehensive high schools dropping vocational courses?
And on Tuesday's program, we looked at a new study about how mental health patients in therapy are able to improve their outlook by taking control of the stories they tell themselves about their own lives. Here's how Jonathan Adler, the lead researcher of the study and assistant psychology professor at Olin College, explained the findings.
What was really cool is that we found that changes in their stories actually came before changes in their mental health. So it's like they told a new story and then lived their way into it.
Listener Ying Yang Yu wasn't convinced and wrote on our website,
let's all just take a deep breath here. First, this is pop psychology for the relatively healthy. Try telling a victim of parental abuse and abject poverty that they just need to lighten up. Try telling anyone with a significant mental illness that they need to lighten up. Real people with real developmental problems need real treatment.
Study author Jonathan Adler responded and said the study covered people from all across the socio and economic spectrum, including people who earned as little as $10,000 a year.
And to round things off, we just got a couple of tweets about today's program, about Boston's favorite sports teams that Anthony was talking about earlier. When I said that the Boston Lobsters played world team tennis, R. Waterberg just tweeted, I'm pretty sure you meant the Lobsters who play Pride hockey. So, Anthony, apparently we've got two Lobster teams. Pretty cool.
That's right. And Melissa Kenny tweeted, Meghna, how about the Boston Breakers or don't women count?
Speaking as a woman, they certainly do.
Speaking as a man, I concur. Listeners, we always appreciate hearing from you. For all the ways to contact us, go to our website, radioboston.org.